Hey everybody, happy new year. I wish you the best year in 2022. And I wanted to share some of my new year's resolutions with you. But first I had a question for you. Looking back at the last year, what percentage would you say that you spent accomplishing your goals, living an empowered life? Feeling energized, feeling motivated, feeling inspired. Is that percentage greater than the opposite of that? Feeling concerned, worried, anxiety, fear. Do you have a greater percentage of feeling did you have a greater percentage of feeling empowered? Or so, did you feel more empowered last year, or did you feel more disempowered? Would you like to change that? Would you like to shift your energy starting today in 2022? To make this year the best year ever. Are you ready to do that? So the question is, what will it take to shift your energy so that you feel a greater sense of motivation, inspiration, and acceleration? Well, what takes away your energy? What depletes your energy? Now, in the new year, I have a vision. That vision is called the Energy Center. I'm looking for people like yourself that want to be part of this change and be the change that we want to see in the world. It starts with us. If you'd like to be part of the Energy Center, I just started a new YouTube channel, and you could find more about the work that I'm doing in the link below. The Energy Center is my life mission. On how to use the power that's within all of us, this dormant potential, and to untap that so that we can start to experience our best lives ever. And I realized one of the things that were holding me back in my life was the percentage of time that I would spend feeling disempowered, feeling negative, and I didn't even realize it. So, for example, if you watch the news and you feel a sense of frustration or anger or fear, those emotions are taking away from becoming free. Now, the way that I define freedom is having enough energy to do the things that I want to do. Without energy, there is no freedom. There's stagnation. So, do you want to be a swamp that is stagnant, or do you want to be a river, which is energizing and powerful? Water is powerful. Water is also emotional. When our emotions are stagnant, we experience dis-ease, which leads to disease and illness. When our emotions are flowing, our circulation is flowing, toxins can be removed from the cells and excreted through the body. And this sense of movement in the body is the opposite of illness. So the key to health, the key to experiencing the life that you want, is to have a flow of energy throughout your life, throughout your body, throughout your mind. So I'm asking you to reflect on the past year and look at what are those things that stopped your energy flow by putting you in a negative state. Now, I also think the negative can be a source of power when you use the negative as a catalyst to transmute negative energies like fear and anger into proactive energy. Proactive energy is replenishing and rejuvenating. Negative energy is stagnating. So what are those things that you were exposed to, information that made you feel stagnant, that made you feel stuck, that made you feel like you were stuck in inertia? Well, it really has to do with the information that's coming into our lives. Information could be thoughts, and information can be food. The quality of food that we eat is information that either can energize us or make us feel tired. So I'd like to ask you, are you ready to feel energized this year and develop a new set of skills and habits that will allow you to live an empowered life? How can you do that? Well, let me ask you this question. When we feel stagnant and we're not allowing our blood to circulate and energize our cells with nutrition, that can lead to negative states of being like procrastination and laziness. Are you ready to overcome these negative states in your life? So the first thing is to think about what energizes you? What makes you feel empowered in your life? And what are the things that don't energize you? So now the choice is, how much time do you want to spend on using your time on activities that are depleting, that are stagnating, versus spending your time on activities that are energizing and replenishing? The way that I did this, and I began to take back control of my life from fear, from anger, from frustration, because those feelings come because those feelings occur because we're not tapping into our greatest potential. And in order to tap into your great potential, you have to have a great vision. Now, your vision could start small, but you determine what a great vision is. And a great vision is something that you really value in your life. It's what you are meant to do in this life. It's your purpose. It's a great vision that's free of any criticism, of any negativity that would make you doubt yourself. So if you weren't doubting yourself ever, what would you be doing if you had all the confidence that you could imagine? What would you be doing if you had all the energy that you could handle? How would you focus that energy? How would you focus your vision so that you can unleash that potential that's locked inside of you. And this is what 2022 is about. This is what 2022 is about for me. It's letting go of all the parts of myself that don't serve me anymore. Things like fear and doubt and frustration. A lot of that comes from external input. Because if you think about a child is limitless. A child has no fear, just curiosity and wonder. Now, how can you get back into that state? Because as adults, that imagination, that source of power within is stifled. And then adults then program children to doubt themselves or to have limitations. Now, first you have to give yourself permission and realize this. People will let you down in your life, but never let yourself down. Never let yourself down. You only have one life. And it's up to you to make that life the best life that you can imagine. So if you like these ideas and want to get around more positive people and start to ignite a spark that ignites a fire in your soul to create the life that you want and get the support and get the feedback that you need to excel and overcome those obstacles and crush whatever problems are in your way in 2022, then it's time to let go of that baggage, those negative mindsets, low quality food, and now it's time to prepare a foundation in which you can plant seeds of a great vision that will grow according to how far your imagination can reach into the infinite possibility of your life. So if you're ready to let go of baggage, if you would like to lose some extra weight, become more fit and active, then go over to theenergycenter.org. Let me ask you this question. What is the best way to lose weight and extend your life at the same time? If you want to find out the answer to that question, go over to theenergycenter.org and sign up today to become a member. Become part of the Energy Center and join a family of people achieving their greatest aspirations in life. You can become whoever you envision. It may take some work, but in order to perform work, you need energy. So if you're ready to energize your life and start to live the life that you are meant to live, that you know you're capable of deep down inside, and start to eliminate all this negative energy and transmute it into positive power, then go over to theenergycenter.org, and I look forward to... Thanks for watching this video. I'll make sure to like and subscribe.